back to Big Springs and to his job at the Ace of Clubs. He had written quite a few songs of his own, but he still learned all the current hit songs by Ernest Tubb or Hank Snow, and Little Jimmy Dickens was blazing up the charge. Lefty sang all of these songs, but in between he would sing one of his own. Lefty was still getting a lot of mileage out of Be Mine, Blue Eyes, and I Love You a Thousand Ways. One afternoon, Lefty and a couple of the musicians were practicing some new material at the club. Some players from other bands came in, and they all started picking and singing. Lefty sang, I Love You a Thousand Ways. One of the boys says, Lefty, I like your song as well as any song I've heard. Why don't you go to Dallas and record it? Lefty said, I sure would like to, but not only do I not have the money, I wouldn't know where to go if I did. Well, our band is going to make a record as soon as we find the right song, the boy told Lefty. And we're going to a guy's studio there. I think his name is Jim Beck. If you want me to, I'll find out what he charges. Boy, that would be good. How many songs do you record at a time? I think you could put down 3 or 4. You better take your own band with you. I'm sure the studio will have a band there, but it will cost you a bunch. Lefty told him that he wouldn't even go if the band didn't want to go. Lefty found out a little later that for $100, he and his band could record up to 4 songs. Lefty called the studio and talked to Jim Beck. A deal was made and a time was set up to record in 2 weeks. The day of the session, Lefty and the band drove up to Dallas. On the way, the boys talked about what songs they would record. Lefty wanted to do one of Ernest Tubb's and, of course, one of Jimmy Rogers. No one thought much about what they would do with them after they were...